Episode 35 of This Is Us 2 is brought to you by Minute with Mary. It's a great place to discover new makeup and uncover confidence with color, and I would love to help you. If you yourself have been wanting to jazz up your makeup routine or maybe just try a brand new mascara, I highly suggest that we connect on Facebook. I'm a real life person, not just a person in your earbuds, but it's me, guys. So search the hashtag Minute with Mary and find me, Mary Larson, on Facebook.
I wish we were doing our Vegas parties together.
Me too, but that's exactly why we should be doing them apart, because we are wildly codependent, all right? I had to scrape the bottom of a very nerdy friend barrel to even have a bachelor party. Madison is running point on yours, for God's sake. Madison.
Well, at least you get Randall at yours. Randall can make anything fun. What do you say? That's how I remember it, when I actually, you know, used to see him. And I get Beth, who I've spent a sum total of 7 minutes alone with my entire life.
Come on, Beth is great.
Okay, you take her, and I'll take Randall.
Oh, no. The brothers Pearson are all mine this weekend. I got one scoop of dark chocolate Pearson, and one scoop of creamy vanilla Pearson, and I'm gonna be the ruddy strawberry that brings it all together, baby.
From Cranston, Rhode Island, welcome to This Is Us 2. It's a podcast dedicated to This Is Us on NBC. So sit back, relax, and let's all have a good cry. You know, I'm just so happy that I'm not, like, crying a lot. For the first time in what I feel like is several weeks, it was just nice. It was just nice to breathe. And if you feel the same way, then I'm giving you a big old hug. Hi, everyone. My name is Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and I love myself some Vegas, baby. Love Vegas.
I've never been.
I know you've never been. I'm sorry about that. I've never taken you. And I've never taken you to Harry Potter World, which makes me feel even worse.
Nor Disney. So, you know, guys, you know all those things that you do when you're American?
Yeah, we haven't done those.
I haven't. Blake has. I haven't. But let me tell you about my bachelorette party, because I had one of those.
Yes, you did.
I had one of those.
A mighty fine bachelorette party.
I did. And you know, I didn't even leave the beautiful, tiny little state that is Rhode Island. A bunch of my friends and I went out, and we just went to Newport, which is this gorgeous city by the sea. It's about a half hour away. And we just had a great night. We had food. We went sailing and we went dancing. And in case you guys don't know, I'm a huge nerd. And I was in marching band for 8 years of my life. 8 long, beautiful, wonderful years of my life. And so part of the get up for my bachelorette party is that I wore this huge, I mean like 2 feet with a huge plume marching band hat. Gorgeous. And it was bedazzled and it said bride. I'm already 6 foot tall as it is. So if you can imagine, I pretty much captivated audiences as I graced their presence with my veiled marching band plume hat. And it was great. It was awesome. I had fun. I ended up joining some band on stage singing what I thought were all the lyrics to Proud Mary. Yep.
Land the plane, Helen.
And I didn't. I didn't. I guess I just sang the first verse over and over. But nonetheless, my hat caught the attention of some little blonde. Some young little blonde at some bar that had sticky floors. One of those places that I don't really go to anymore. And she decided in her teeny bopper drink drunkenness that she was going to take my marching band bride hat off. I have only been in 2 instances in my life where I've been close to fighting somebody. This was the second one, guys. This was the second one. That girl tried to take off my hat, and I don't know what came over me, but all of my friends saw me go red, and I lunged at this girl, who they then told me was like 4.5 feet tall, trying to take my hat off, and she was just drunk and being like, "Give me that hat," and I was pretty much the Hulk, being like, "No, I'm going to kill you.
Mary smash."
So my friends quickly took me out as I was like, "How dare she try to take my bride hat?" And they were like, "Mary, she can't even reach your head. Like, you're a little out of proportion, Mary. She's going to be fine." So But overall, it was a lovely night.
That's my girl. Classy
Hulk,
broad.
Hulk smash. So bring it on down for me. Tell me some of the details about this episode.
This was entitled Vegas, baby. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because everyone goes to Las Vegas for the respective bachelor and bachelorette parties. The director was Joanna Kearns. Now, you may know this name. She's actually an actress. She starred in Girl Interrupted, Knocked Up. But you and I think most of the American community know this woman as the mom in Growing Pains.
Yes.
Yes, she, the mom of Growing Pains, Joanna Kearns, has actually directed tons of stuff.
Tell me.
But her highlights include Fuller House.
Oh my gosh, whatever happened to predictability? Predictability.
Pretty Little Liars, ER. Grey's Anatomy, Scrubs, Felicity, and Dawson's Creek.
Oh my God. Like, so many shows that I watch, and then a couple that I don't. You know, fun game, guys.
What's that?
Message us and tell me which of these three shows I do not watch.
Oh, all right. So, what?
There's Fuller House.
There's Fuller House, Pretty Little Liars, ER,
yep.
Grey's Anatomy,
yep.
Scrubs,
yep.
Felicity,
yep.
and Dawson's Creek.
Yep.
Which of those shows does Mary not watch?
Send us a message at Mary and Blake on Facebook.
I think it's fairly self-evident that which one you don't watch.
No, I don't watch three of them.
Oh, you don't watch three of them?
I haven't watched three of those shows.
Well, you kind of already gave away two, three of them.
No, I haven't.
You did a little bit with the predictability line.
What else? That's a freebie. That's a freebie.
All right, what do you got for your... and the writer was Laura Kinnear.
Okay.
Who wrote one of our favorite episodes of This Is Us, The Big Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So nice.
Solid, cool.
I'm surprised by this one a tad bit.
Okay,
but you know
let's go to the lemonade rating.
What's your lemonade?
I'm giving it a 4.6. Since I've never been to Vegas, it was fun to pretend like I was there with Kate. I just pretended I was there. I just pretended that I had a sparkly dress. And I took mental notes for when I do go to Vegas one day, what I'm going to wear, what it's going to be like. And the fact that there was a Magic Mike show made me giggle and laugh. So I had a lot of fun. I felt like I went to Vegas for 45 minutes.
Go to patreon.com and help us get to Las Vegas. How's that sound?
No.
just donate to the cause.
To send Mary to Vegas
right? To send Mary
Maybe
to Vegas.
Maybe we can have a This Is Us 2 meetup in Vegas. There we go. That's what I would be down with. And I won't wear my bride hat.
Oh, my God. All right. For me, this was a 4.3. This is one of the lower ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is low for you.
This Is Us. And I don't think it's the show's fault.
Okay.
I think... it's more of it's more derivative of the fact that how the hell do you come down after Jack's death? How the hell do you come down after that little mini trilogy?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you just make the next step?
Yep.
Like, what do you do? And in my eyes, you got to get them and us, the viewers, out of their comfort zones,
yes.
which is LA or New York or Pittsburgh or wherever they are. And get them out of their homes because everything reminds us of Jack in the current timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, I feel like this episode was a little inconsequential.
You know, I wouldn't call it inconsequential. I think it's just a part of life. Sometimes you have big events. Sometimes you don't have big events. And that's okay. I enjoyed it.
But I'll get into why I think.
Okay.
But, I mean, this is a big event. This is Bachelor and Bachelorette parties, right? But I'll get into
GBGs.
It.
Right, GBGs. Let's bring it on down. Okay, so my good was Kate and Toby admitting that they don't really have any friends, because this is something I've brought up before where I'm like, who are their friends? And it's okay that they don't have that many. I don't have that many real life friends. You guys are my friends. You guys are my friends.
And you're never, ever, ever going to leave me.
Seriously, do you want to go to Vegas? And also that it was brought up that Beth has like always ever changing hair. These are two things that I feel like we as the viewers have been able to say, like, who do Kate and Toby hang out with? And how does Beth have the most amazing hair and it changes all the time? I love that both of those things were addressed in this episode. My bad. Oh, the awkwardness that I felt when Beth and Randall are fighting, and then Beth's like, this isn't a big three moment, and I'm his wife. And Kate was like, yeah, I know. Randall's made it quite clear who's more important.
Oof.
And I was like, oh my God, that just happened. Am I great? was the kids trying to help their parents be romantic. I know it was a totally just random side plot, but it was really sweet, and I loved that it was mostly led by Kevin. Young Kevin has been kind of a thorn in my side.
Yes.
And I really loved seeing this and his determination for those Cornish hens. So that was my great. I just enjoyed the kids in this episode. How about you? What was your GBG?
My good was the willingness to go back to Jack after his death so quickly.
Okay.
I did not anticipate that. And I give Elizabeth Berger and Isaac Apteker, the showrunners, credit for going to it so quickly. It must have been a hard decision, and I feel like they do it in a way and in a fashion that wasn't hokey. It wasn't ham-fisted. It was, you know, it was sweet. They root it in how much Jack loved Rebecca with all the gifts and the anniversary and everything. And it was about love, and more importantly, and ultimately, it's about how the kids loved their parents.
Yeah.
And you mentioned already, like Kevin taking the lead in all of this. I thought it was special that it was the kids who were doing this for the parents. Mm-hmm. And it was just the family dynamic. And it shows you that you can go back to Jack even though he's dead. And the funny thing is like he's been dead this entire time.
Yes, yes.
We just haven't seen it yet. So it's not out of character for the show to go to Jack because he's already been gone this whole time.
Yeah.
So that's that. The bad for me, though, again, was the episode feeling a tad inconsequential. And when you think about the ultimate goal of this episode, I think it's trying to have Toby feel accepted by the big three. Well, not the big three, but by Kevin and Randall, and feel like a brother.
Yeah, almost. To give Toby a family.
Yes, to give Toby something, because he obviously doesn't really have much of a family. We haven't seen him, and apparently his brother is a no-show.
Yep.
You know, so...
And his mom is mortified that he and his girlfriend got pregnant.
Right, so it's about making him feel like part of the Pearson clan.
Yeah, yeah.
And you kind of get this moment when Randall and Kevin accept Toby as their brother in this one way. And they do it. But only because they kind of feel bad for ditching him.
Oh my God, that was so bad. And that was so bad.
And like, there's not this one moment of like, wow, dude, this guy gets it. Like I understand him. And it's not going to happen necessarily in just one episode or in just this one flashing moment. But I feel like there could have been more. There could have been something that Toby did to have them say, wow, I get it.
I feel like Toby's had that moment with Kevin though. I feel like Toby and Kevin, when when Toby really helped Kevin figure out which girl do I date, and then really it became Sophie, and they had that huge heart-to-heart. I feel like Kevin and Toby have already had this wonderful bonding moment.
But the issue that I find with that, though, is it's about Kevin and Sophie, and it's not about Toby's love of Kate. It's not about, I am equal to you guys. I'm one of you because I love your sister, and I'm going to take care of it. All they do is ask him, are you going to be good to my sister? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, okay, you're in the clan. Like, I don't know. I
don't know. But on the flip side, he had a heart attack on Randall's table. I feel like this family has been through a lot already with Toby.
Yeah.
And he's just gone through a loss of a baby that they were, you know what I mean? I don't know. They've been through a lot. This whole family's been through a lot this year.
I understand. I'm just saying within the context of this episode, I feel like there could have been more.
Okay.
And the great, though, was kind of what you already mentioned, my darling, the writer's self-awareness about these characters that we're watching. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Toby talking about his codependent relationship with Kate that we played at the beginning of this episode, or Kate admitting that she's never once hung out with Beth for like more than 7 minutes in total in her life.
Love it.
And having the three brothers finally interact all at once when it's, well, not three brothers, but you know,
about to be
three brothers, having them interact all at once when it's not finally hampered by one of their significant others or by Kate or Beth's hair changing all the time. The writers for This Is Us have been very good at being very self-aware. It reminds me kind of The Leftovers when everybody made fun of Justin Theroux's penis size.
Yes.
And they made a joke about it within the context of the show.
Yes.
I thought that was great. And they're doing this here. And this is not just the first case of the writers being so self-aware. They were even self-aware in The Fifth Wheel.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I like when writers have the creativity to
I agree. So let's just dig into the two time frames. Let's start off in the past.
Yes.
So why did Rebecca and Jack stop doing everything? Is it because Rebecca really just felt like she could never wow Jack? I mean, I love that little montage of all the gifts they've given each other.
Oh, I know, when they were dancing in the bowling alley and everything.
Why don't you do that? Did you sit there feeling like a real jamoke?
I felt like a real freaking jabroni. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Jack Pearson gives me some serious complex issues.
Oh my gosh, I was watching it going, I haven't gotten a piano. I haven't gotten a slow dance in a bowling alley. What? Oh my God. Jack Pearson.
I haven't even taken you to Vegas.
Fail.
No wonder I hated this episode.
I'm wondering if many husbands sat there in this episode being like, oh.
Oh, no. Jack Pearson puts us all to shame. And it's this episode.
I would like a piano.
Especially
next
towards
time.
The end when he's like, you're my walking meteor shower. It borders on like, all right, dude.
Nope.
Come on.
But not. He pulls it off so it's so not cheesy, where it's really love and authentic.
No, I believe that it's lovable and authentic for him, but it's like it's this bar that has been set that's
I love it.
Almost unattainable with Jack Pearson.
Yeah.
And I want to be him. I want to make my wife the happiest woman on this planet. I want to be Jackie, okay? But it's like, why can't Elizabeth Berger and Isaac Apteker just write my life? Why can't they just do it for me and make it all better?
Oh my goodness. But you know, what was so sweet, of course, is that, you know, you could tell it pains Jack a little bit that he's doing nothing. And it throws the kids for a loop. And of course, the end we find out it's because they're afraid that their parents are getting a divorce. And they decide we need to do this huge party. And I just loved how excited the kids got. Because you've seen the parents go all out doing their different themed birthday parties. I mean, these parents do a great job celebrating these kids, making them feel loved no matter what.
Right.
And it was fun to see the kids do it and how well they did it. I mean, Jack Pearson has rubbed off on each one of those kids. There was no simple lasagna. It was two Cornish hens. It was Christmas lights leading out to a well-documented meteor shower.
Mm-hmm.
It was dress up like Pretty Woman.
Well, now you see where he got the Christmas lights idea when he rented the old apartment.
Oh, so good. So good. I mean, I'm really just proud of them. And that moment that Kate had when she realized that Randall was cool, that slow motion of him saying hi to all of his buddies when he got into the library, that made us both smile with the biggest goofy grins when we saw it. We were like, and I think we even both went, aw.
Yes,
when he
definitely
walked in. Because he has his place. And both you and I, we're not like the coolest kids in town.
No, far from it.
You know, and it's like, and I bet everyone kind of has that feeling where like you feel like you're out of place. And then when you finally get your people, whether it's on the marching band field or wherever, when you finally get those people and you feel like, yeah, these people get me. And we got to see that moment for Randall, and then Kate got to see it. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
I also liked when they were telling him about like, okay, you're not going to do it? All right, we'll do it. And Jack says to them, yeah, so technically, I'm not breaking the rules if you do this. It's just great interplay.
Yes.
It's great interplay.
It is.
And you know, the funny thing is like the makeup that they have for Jack and Rebecca as they go from teenage years to like elementary years with their children, they don't really look a whole ton different, except for Jack's ever-changing facial hair, which obviously is a good help and clue to the time that you're in. But I always feel like no matter when I'm watching them, no matter what time frame it is, they are believable at that age. They are believable as young parents. They're believable as elementary parents.
Agreed.
Or like, you know, when Kevin is insulting the football coach and Jack's saying, get out of my face. No, get back in here.
Yep.
He almost has this old wise kind of way about him.
Yes.
And it's all done by actors who are the same age at all times,
yes,
no matter what they do.
I mean, same with Mandy Moore. She blows me away. The way that she holds herself in these different time periods. Yeah, I'm like, gosh, these people have done such a good job. And what's amazing is that, you know, none of the other real cast, Miguel, gets to do it. But really, he's not doing it too awfully much. He's not in the show this awfully much.
Right.
To know that different days on set, they're different versions of themselves.
Y'all been sleeping on my boy Miguel.
You know what I mean? Like they have to sit there and be like, all right, what are my mannerisms? How do I sit? How do I hold my face? Mm-hmm. Like,
especially Mandy Moore.
Yes, yes. Oh, just it's so, so good. So I feel like the young age, huge fans.
Yeah.
Huge fans of it.
I mean, I think it was very sweet and fun, and I enjoyed watching it just because, you know, the reactions are, you're going to get divorced, mm-hmm, and the whole thing, mm-hmm, you know? I still do feel like there's a little bit of a point of diminishing returns with this age, with this time period.
Okay.
With the Pearsons, I feel like we're almost getting to the point where it's almost like, you know what? It almost reminds me of Lost.
We have to go back, Kate.
With Jack's tattoos. You remember the episode, Stranger, mm-hmm, in a Strange Land?
Yes.
And they're like, okay, we're going to have this flashback, and spoiler alert, it's going to be about Jack's tattoos.
Yes.
You're like, okay, you're reaching.
Just finding something.
Yeah, you're reaching here.
Yes.
I'm not saying we're at Jack's tattoos point, but we're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
All right, Vegas.
Yes.
Let's get there.
Can we talk about first, you know, we both said that Toby is really growing on us.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now that he has this foil of Madison, it's even better for me now.
Yes.
Because she's calling him Toblerone and Toby Bryant. And he's like, yeah, I kind of like that one, Toby Bryant. That's good. But there was this there was this moment when he first shows up in the family room, and he's talking to Kate about the coats. He's like, should I be Sinatra, Ocean's 11 or Clooney Ocean's 11? And he looks up and he goes, oh, Madison's here again. And they talk for a little bit, and she goes, and Madison says, you guys are so Mike and Molly, I can't stand it. And Toby's like, I hate you so much. Just under his breath.
Yes.
I love that he has this foil now in Madison. Mm-hmm. And it's also telling too, she's here again, which means her relationship with Kate has improved,
yes,
and they're hanging out more often.
Yes.
And they're doing the whole
Kate has
caboodle.
A friend. Kate has a friend.
Finally, ring
Even
the bells.
Even if she's annoying.
Ring the bells.
She has a friend.
Yes.
Which makes me happy. And she's joyful and really excited and planned a beautiful bachelorette party. I mean, that hotel suite with all
God.
The balloons,
mm-hmm,
beautiful. You know who else was pumped for Vegas? Beth.
Beth, oh my God,
Beth
all about the Vegas life.
So, oh my gosh, her standing up in the limo, that's going to be me when I finally go to Vegas. I'm going to be literally like saying everything Beth has said, Vegas, baby, Vegas, like all of it. I'm going to be so pumped. I'm going to be so, so pumped. And I was for Beth. And you could tell that this is also just her kind of coping mechanism. At
yes.
the end, we find out that she has been having to hold it all together, that she has the full-time job. She's married. She's trying to take care of Randall. They're now owning this tenement that is crazy and falling apart. And she fell in love with Deja.
Mm-hmm.
And Deja is not in a good situation. And yet she can't have her life stopped forever, mm-hmm, because of Deja. And then, of course, at the end, we find that Deja, of course, is actually in a much worse place.
Right.
You know, it's funny because this episode, of course, aside from the past, you think it's going to be about Toby or Kate. And really, it's about Randall and Beth.
Yes.
You know, everyone else leaves on a happy bow. You're worried, oh, is Kevin going to drink? You see him with the alcohol. That was just like this constant tease this episode. He is in Vegas. Is he going to get a drink at the bar? I thought he was going to get a drink at the bar,
mm-hmm,
after his co-star said that all those scenes were cut.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. You see him then back in the hotel room. He still doesn't. And then he gets that great phone call. With Ron
Howard.
Well,
he makes, yeah, he
yeah,
makes,
he
the
makes
phone call.
It. And yeah. then it ends up being wonderful. So you get that great little bow. And then
maybe he's getting an Oscar, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Right. And then you get Kate and Toby, who, you know, they did it. They had that pilgrimage to Vegas. They've done it. Kate makes up with Beth, leaves her that candy. They both have this wonderful heart to heart thing.
Yep.
Which is great because I feel like all families kind of sometimes need to hash things out and then they make up. So that's how you know that Kate and Beth are now good. They're on that great family level. They've had their first spat,
mm-hmm,
and they've made up. So everything there, I kind of felt like tied with a little bow. I don't know what happened to Toby's friends. I hope they made it
they
home.
They just like disappeared. They went total hangover.
One of them stuck up on the rooftop with a mattress.
Spoiler alert.
Right. But Beth and Randall didn't leave off so well as a couple. And we've been seeing it slowly kind of break down. We know that Tess is having some things going on, and then Deja. And it's really interesting because from the get-go, we've all been like, well, Beth and Randall, Beth and Randall, Beth and Randall. And it's interesting now to be seeing Kate and Kevin have some solid ground, be the ones that are like, getting stuff done. You know what I mean? Like, they are making steps. Kate is getting married. She and Toby are happy. She has gotten over a lot of her guilt. She's gotten a dog. Kevin has gotten over his addiction and is still making progress on it, and is now getting possibly a huge movie break.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to see from the beginning of season one to now the end of season two, how the tables have completely turned.
Yes, yes. And that's an exactly great character arc for all of these characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kevin finally being able to kind of make amends with his dad. And now we have, like you said, Randall and Beth, who are usually our most important and well-loved characters. And from the very beginning of this episode, you can tell things ain't right.
Yeah.
And they kind of make up for it a little bit in the car ride back home, when, and then she makes a gesture. Hey, take a left here. We're going to go see. We're going to go check on Deja. Yada, yada. And obviously we're left with Deja, and she's in the car. Her mother is in the front seat. And you know that if they wanted to find a way to get Deja out of her mother's hands now, it's going to happen because they don't got the apartment anymore.
Correct.
They can't pay for it. And as much as I did love this Beth and Randall stuff, and it was great, I got kind of like there was this point where Randall says to Kate when they kind of make up at the slot machines, and they're talking about the Sex in the City, and he always watched it with her because she liked it, and they ate Hot Pockets together and everything. And
I feel like that's the part I really stood out.
I know.
Hot Pockets. What in the world?
There's the scene when Randall says, yeah, we have one of these every once in a while, like every few years, and you know, da 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 da. I kind of didn't want to know that. I kind of wanted their fight to be a fight, something that was out of the norm. And it I wanted it to affect me to the point where, like, wow, things are rough. And I know that they're rough, but now that I know that this happens every few years or so, it's kind of like, well, what are we doing here? It's the same thing with the whole thing with Toby and Kevin and Randall. It's like, okay, yes, this happened, but like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted Deja, who is obviously going to be coming back into their lives somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Deja to be the one to reunite them to the level that we know that they can be. And I thought that was going to be possible specifically because of the conversation Beth and Kate have together, when Kate says she was so intimidated by Beth.
Yes.
And like, Beth was flawless. But it was so great to see Beth actually be human and like in front of Kate, who again thinks Beth is perfect. But in reality, Beth is just falling apart because of her job, falling apart because of Deja, this brand new business she's gotten into with Randall.
Yeah.
And you know how hard that can be. And the whole thing, I thought that conversation was a great real moment between the two that we have not had yet.
Totally agree.
And as such, I thought, wow, if Deja was the one who Beth feels so vulnerable about, and she doesn't let it out. I mean, she's the head apparently, and Randall's the hot. I thought having Deja be the one to reunite them without knowing that they have one of these things every few years would be the real route to go. Again, that would propel us going into what I think is going to be the Deja episode next.
Well, I don't have a problem if they have these spats every few years, because they've been together since Randall went to college.
Sure.
They have been together for a long time. I would be surprised if strong-willed Beth and stickler in his ways Randall didn't have one of these every few years. You know, we have one every few years.
Sure.
We're a healthy couple. Like, I feel like,
I mean,
sometimes people do. And it's okay. It's not earth-shattering. I mean, seriously, they made up the next night.
Right. No, and I don't mind that they have one of these every few years. I just didn't want to know it. Do you know what I mean? I just didn't want Randall to say to Kate,
I liked everything's going to be fine. Everything's I liked fine. Knowing it. Just like I liked knowing that Beth is broken a bit. Okay. You know, because everything has looked so great.
Right.
I like, it has made their relationship more real to me.
Yep. All right, my love, any final thoughts for this episode?
Nope, that's it.
I have one final thought.
Tell me.
I loved the fact that Kate asked Rebecca to wear the Pretty Woman costume.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. I hate that movie.
I love that movie.
I hate that movie so much. I've only watched it once with you, and I can't believe that that's like a romantic movie.
Love that movie.
It's literally rich man buys a prostitute and the end.
There's no greater scene than the necklace scene. When he holds the necklace out and she goes to touch it and he slams it on her fingers
real
quick.
There are many better scenes in television and film than a rich man falling in love and buying a prostitute. Okay?
Don't ruin the movie for me.
Rich man buys prostitute. That's what it says. If you went to Blockbuster and you turned the movie around.
That was the little blurb.
On the back of Kate's thing with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts when Rebecca looked at it and turned it around. Rich man buys prostitute.
It's just four words. No credits, no nothing. Just a picture of Richard Gere,
it's
Julia Roberts, in four
movie.
Words.
Such a bad movie.
Oh, I love that movie. All right, do you have any hot takes? Yes
no.
or no? No, you don't have one?
No.
Well, again, I do. So, Toby has this unseen little brother that we had no idea that he actually had one until this episode. And I'm calling it right here. Unseen brother will be at the wedding
Ooh.
And cause a problem
oh,
at the
no.
wedding. Somehow, some
oh,
way,
no.
he's going to cause a problem at the wedding. And I'm not saying he's going to ruin the wedding, but there's going to be an issue.
Okay.
There's going to be an issue. I think that's it.
I hope not.
So I'm telling you, I think that's how it's going to be. Ready to close this bad boy out, my darling?
Yes.
All right, let's close it out.
Guys, we're coming to a close. Only a couple more episodes left of season 2, and then we roll into real time with you.
Home stretch, baby.
I know, right? So if you already don't like the Mary and Blake Facebook page, please give us a like. Make sure that you are subscribed to the This Is Us 2 podcast on your podcast app of choice. And please, think about spreading the word, even just taking a screenshot of your phone right now if you're not driving, and sharing it in your Facebook or Instagram stories to let other people know about us. As I said, the time's here. The time's coming, and season 3 is about to be here. So we would love to help get to know you and other listeners more.
So when you do reference us on social media, just use the hashtag ThisIsUs2. That way we know you're talking about us and we can share it as well.
I'm Mary.
My name's Blake.
And this is Us 2.